You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, Michigan State University's interim president, John Engler, announced the school was returning to mediation with victims of Larry Nassar, saying the university remains committed to reaching a fair settlement with all the survivors. But just about the very same time, MSU lawyers were trying again to dismiss the numerous federal lawsuits it's facing. Matt Mancarini of the Lansing State Journal is here with us now. Matt, first, this return to mediation. Remind us exactly what's being mediated and why did it have to be restarted?
They entered a mediation phase in 2017. It started in the fall and it wrapped up in December without a settlement or a resolution to the cases. Michigan State and USA Gymnastics and others filed their motions to dismiss. Now all parties are returning to the negotiation table to see if they can reach a settlement. John Engler has said since he took over, and the university has said in the last weeks that they do want to reach a settlement and that it seems to be a priority. So now they're returning with new leadership at the university to probably see if they can reach a number that works for all parties.
And yet, even as that's happening, MSU lawyers filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuits filed by survivors. That happened, as you reported, at 5:45 on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was just hours after the federal judge officially granted the order to send them into mediation. And what this renewed motion to dismiss does is it addresses the new plaintiffs who had joined the lawsuits since the initial motion to dismiss. When that was filed, there were about 140 suing the university, and now we're up to more than 250 suing the university, USA Gymnastics, Twistars, Gymnastics Club, and Diamonddale, which also filed their renewed motion to dismiss yesterday. All those organizations and a few individuals will be part of the mediation.
You spoke, I know, with Bob Young, the former Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice, who is now a private attorney that's been hired by MSU, about this. I guess help the non-legal types understand that at the same time you're saying we want to mediate, you're also filing motions to dismiss.
They released a statement from Bob Young kind of saying why they felt they needed to file this renewed motion to dismiss. Some of the civil attorneys have said that wasn't necessary and that they actually asked the university not to file this renewed motion to dismiss. It could be one of the in the legal weeds a little bit, wanting to preserve their stance on a number of issues. Going into mediation, one thing it does do is it pushes back the plaintiff's deadline to respond to the motions to dismiss until May 10th. And what that May 10th date does, it could give us a glimpse of at least initially how long the parties anticipate the mediation may go on for.
Yeah, I'm wondering when I saw that, when you reported that no responses are required to May 10th, I'm wondering if that implies MSU is seeking to hammer out settlements by that date.
Yeah, that's hard to tell at this point. I think it's an indication of a general time frame that they expect to go into mediation. The first mediation phase, I believe, was for 90 days, and then it was extended. The order signed going into mediation did not include publicly available dates or time frames, so it appears to be a little bit more open-ended, but that May 10th date might be an indication of at least the initial sense of how long they want to talk for.
Matt, were you able to speak with any of the survivors' attorneys?
Not on this issue. A few of them have put out public statements about it. I don't think they wanted the university to file this renewed motion, and I believe that they've said that they asked for the university not to because of what would do for their clients and seeing, you know, another effort to dismiss these lawsuits. Both sides differ on the necessity of this motion. The timing is odd, you know, hours after they are granted to go into mediation, but it may have something to do with the deadlines to respond to certain things because Twistars also filed their motion in the morning of Wednesday.
Shifting to something else that's in your story in the Lansing State Journal, you've got records showing how much Michigan State has paid out already in legal fees and public relations fees. What'd you find?
As of early March, they have been billed for almost $9.7 million for attorneys and outside consultants. $9 million of that is for attorneys, the bulk of that being for two law firms, the lead law firm on the civil litigation, that's Patrick Fitzgerald's law firm, and the other law firm that's charging up to, for at least two attorneys, more than $1,100 an hour is the law firm handling the insurance aspects of this. Also in some of the recent records I received was an invoice from a PR firm in New York that had billed for $500,000 in January. Among the work that they were doing was monitoring social media conversations and activity related to the university and Nassar, and a lot of that picked up on tweets from victims and their families, journalists, celebrities, politicians, before, during, and after Nassar's Ingham County sentencing.
Earlier this month, the state Senate passed a package of bills in reaction to the Nassar scandal. MSU and other universities were against them. Remind us again briefly what those bills would do.
A number of those bills directly address some of the defenses that the university has put forward in their motions to dismiss. The fact that the university and its employees are immune from such lawsuits. The statute of limitations would be the other specific one for the civil lawsuits, basically lifting the statute of limitations for the victims of childhood sexual abuse. You know, in addition to the university saying it and its employees are immune from lawsuits related to Nassar's criminal conduct, they've said that most of the claims are time-barred, meaning the statute of limitations had expired for those lawsuits to be brought. The legislation now in the state house would undo some of those and allow for pretty much all of the plaintiffs to go forward with their lawsuits.
Where does it stand now with the state house?
I believe it's still waiting on first action. I believe they were going to pick it up once they got back from their spring break.
Matt Mancarini with the Lansing State Journal. Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.